This is John Davis for another Day of Miracles podcast. Thank you for joining me today. Today, I'm going to be talking about worthiness and how we can get to that place in our life. Have you ever had the thought, who am I to think that I can do this thing? And of course, this thing could have a lot of different meanings. It could be a work situation or a relationship situation. Whatever this thing is, you can kind of just plug that in. And the thought of, who am I to do that? This feeling of being a fraud or of not knowing what we're doing is so much more common than we'd think in this world. In our world, where we are taught to always compare ourselves to others, it is sometimes hard to stand in the truth of our own talents. We may have even heard the expression, who do you think you are? I know in my own life, I've often felt like a fraud sometimes. I sometimes feel like others means anyone else, know more than me. It has kept me from taking risks. It has kept me from doing things that I wanted to do, and it has prevented me from allowing my true self to come out sometimes. Fraud is a strong word. It implies that one is intentionally trying to deceive someone into thinking that we know something when we don't. So I believe that the feeling of being a fraud is simply not applicable to what I'm referring to. Really, what we're talking about is something much deeper. It is a feeling of a lack of worthiness. Unworthiness is really the thing under the fraud. It is that belief that whatever we're trying to bring to the world is not worthy of being seen. It is that feeling that we will be ridiculed for who and what we are. It is that feeling of not being good enough. So how do we get to a place of feeling worthy? Well, I believe like everything else in life, it is a journey. I believe that it's a journey into our heart, into our soul. It is a journey of discovering how our Creator sees us. If we could truly see ourselves the way that our Creator sees us, we would be amazed. Not only has this Creator given us this amazing life, our Creator has also given us dreams and aspirations. This is the same Creator who has created all living things. How we define what, who, or what form this Creator takes is not relevant. Each of us is allowed and open to decide what that means for us. What is relevant is that we know what works for us. Some go to nature for inspiration. Wherever we come from, we are here now for some purpose. When we get in touch with the fact that something decided to bring us into being, whether it was a deity of some kind or whether we were simply a product of evolution, we will be awestruck. The fact that life itself decided that we were worthy of being here is enough to prove that we are worthy. The next time that you think you are a fraud, remember this truth. The universe itself decided that you are worthy of existing. This is the same universe that produced the entire planet and the stars you see at night. This universe is where you came from. It has been decided that you are worthy. Carry this truth with you today and stand in your greatness. Thank you again for joining me on this podcast of Another Day of Miracles. I hope you have a blessed day and that you were able to stand in your worthiness. Have a blessed day.